Hey, it's Chris from The Morning Mix, and today Nikki and I had the opportunity to chat with Tan France, who you may know from Queer Eye. Tan is the gentleman with the beautiful gray, tall hair. He covers fashion, and he's a fashion expert. And Tan now has a new browser extension called City Shop that's going to help you find all the best deals when you're shopping online for all your favorite fashion staples. Please enjoy Nikki and I chatting with Tan France.
Hi, Chris and Nikki. How are you?
Hi, Tan. We're so well. This is so exciting to talk to you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So you're in Chicago now with us. But it's funny. My wife and I loved your Architectural Digest series on the home you and your husband built in Utah. It's so beautiful.
Thanks so much. I'm incredibly, incredibly happy with it. So thank you so much.
I do have a bone to pick with you, though, because you kept like hand designing these beautiful, intricate fronts for cabinetry and hand drawing wallpaper.
Yeah.
And now my wife and I are going to take out like 4 mortgages to do what you did. So thank you.
You know, I've heard that a lot, and you are welcome. I was just trying to show everyone what is absolutely possible if the world was your oyster.
I love that. You nailed it.
That is true, though. We subscribe to Architectural Digest as well. And I'm like, oh my God, I'll just get brain you know, starters.
Yeah,
get ideas.
Idea starter,
And then I was like, oh no, I want everything they have. Have and I can't afford that. Yeah.
Thanks so much. I will say, I know that we are very spoiled because we did manage to customize pretty much everything in the house, which is wild.
You know what, though? You did such a wonderful job of talking about where you grew up, where you came from, where you are now. Your family was coming. Like it was sincerely a very beautiful story, even told through you guys designing the home for your kids and everything. So that was really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I also loved your humble honesty, where you're like, "I need a space to make content. I know, but here's my content."
I know. I feel ridiculous. I'm 40. Don't get me started.
Yeah, but given that there's the whole world of like, get ready with me now, are you happy to see this? Like you as a fashion, you know, obviously expert and a person who's worked in fashion, is it exciting to see average folks just embracing fashion in a different way?
I love that people care. Yeah, I really do love that people care. Because it does do something for your mood and the vibe you're feeling. So yeah, I love that people are starting to really take what they wear seriously.
Yeah. Now, and so this is kind of about what you wear and what you smell like. So Karamo, I know I'm just going to let you know, he's been in a couple times with us and he always like obviously looks amazing, dresses impeccably, and he smells delightful.
He really does.
So
he smells so good. You are right. He always smells so good. Do you know what? I'm going to tell you why. Not only is his fragrance nice, he doesn't sweat. Him as a human, I've never seen a bead of sweat on that man.
Yeah, but a light glisten, though. He has such beautiful, like his, you know what I mean? His skin
His moisturizer. That's his moisturizer. Because we work in the south most of the time during summer, and I've never seen that man sweat.
Oh, that's so. I was going to ask you for your tips on like how can I get my husband? How can I get people that aren't you guys to smell and look like you guys? The smell in particular. I don't know if you've been asked this before, but why not?
The smell, find something that works for your body because you can't wear the same smell as scent to somebody else because it doesn't work the same way.
That's true.
Use some kind of loofah or something when you shower to get rid of all the old smells. Not many people use a wash rag or whatever else.
Yeah.
And I find that wild.
See, because I'm a little worried that my body wash has too strong a scent. And then if I throw cologne on, now I've like crossed the stream, so to speak, and it's a problem.
Don't use a shampoo or a body wash that has a lot of scent. Otherwise, it's going to smell shocking when you add another scent to that. It's too much.
Okay, can I ask you a very specific fashion question for Chicago?
Always.
Okay, in Chicago, have you been to Chicago before?
I just got back from Chicago a few days ago, yeah.
What? We should have done this in real life.
Right.
Now,
for a week.
No way. Okay, so you know we've had up and down weather recently where it'll be like 30 today, 60 tomorrow.
It was gorgeous when I was there, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How do you recommend folks when they're getting ready in the morning in Chicago where it's 30 degrees when I'm getting dressed, but it's going to be 60 degrees when I'm on my way home from work, how do I put together an outfit that works for me or for my wife or for my kids, I don't know, from, you know, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
We have the same issue in England. It's freezing in the morning, lovely in the afternoon. Great layers. And remember that just because you're layering doesn't mean that the thing under the thing shouldn't be considered. Every layer should be its own look. And so even if you're just wearing a T-shirt underneath, make it a nice, crisp, clean T-shirt so that throughout the day when you are starting to take off those layers, you still look nicely put together underneath.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah. People see layers as a throwaway. They're not.
No. Well, right. No. That's exactly... They're defeating the purpose if you are afraid to take the first one off.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then... So another question. I have a 13-year-old son, and we've had a couple kind of, I'll say, formal things like weddings and stuff to go to. And my husband and I have had the debate. Are sneakers okay for weddings?
Let's go.
Now?
No.
No. Even 13, no.
No, I was going to say under 13, like a kid, yeah. But 13, I would say just a slightly more dressed shoe. There's like a hybrid between a sneaker and a shoe. Go for something slightly more dressed up if you can.
Okay, because a lot of grown men wear sneakers to weddings now. That's why I wanted it. It was like a trend.
Okay, the grown men in sneakers at a wedding is I have a harsher answer for that, and I won't tell you that right now. But no, thank you. Get out of my wedding.
Okay, because I love sneakers, but like with jeans or... But I do think sometimes, I've been at the wedding where I'm like, this looks sad.
I don't want to see that at my wedding.
Okay, good. Okay, we're invited.
I know, that's why
don't ruin my photos. And I dressed up. You should too.
You're exactly right. That's what I love about weddings.
I do want this term off the air later, though.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay, Tan, I know we're short on time, but a lot of folks, when they think about fashion, the biggest concern becomes spending money. How am I going to afford all of this? But if you are building a wardrobe or you're building a capsule or whatever it is, you've partnered with City to make that easier for all of us.
Yeah, I have. Okay, so City I'm working with, and I'm loving their City Shop browser extension. It's a really simple process to be able to shop. So I do all my shopping online pretty much exclusively. And the reason why I love shopping online is because you can typically find a deal, but I don't have time to browse for those deals. So with the City Shop browser extension, it means that every time you're shopping, those discounts and savings are going to be applied. You can get access to literally thousands of merchants. You can use it on a computer or on your phone, so I always use it on the go. And it's going to mean that you get to stay on trend. You're going to get the items that you want for a fraction of the price. Game changer.
I love that.
That is so great because nothing is worse than looking up all those promo codes and crap that doesn't work, and then you get
frustrated. Oh, my gosh. I was done with that years ago. I'm done. I don't have the time. I've got kids. I've got multiple full-time jobs. I don't have time for that, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, before we let go, you were quoted as saying there's no higher power than fashion. But Tan, I've seen your hair. There's a higher power, my man. I don't know.
He really wants you to come paint his cabinets. He's not going to give up.
Oh my god. No, I mean I am a part of the tall hair club. Are you willing to share with me the product you're using? I'm using a product.
Yeah, really easy.
Okay.
100%. So first off, do you own a blow dryer, right? You blow dry your hair.
I blow dry every morning to get the volume. Right. Nikki's rolling her eyes.
The volume.
You know, I've got like a tight fade on the side and the top is, you know, up.
Wow. Okay. Gosh, I really want to see a picture of this. Okay. So then next, I want you to use three simple products. So you're starting off with a mousse before you blow dry your hair. That'll keep it in place. And then you're going to use argan oil, tiny bit. That's going to bring moisture back into your hair. And then a pomade. I use the standard all-purpose pomade from a company called First Hand.
Okay.
Those three things will change your hair game. But unfortunately, that's all I got time for, folks.
I love it. Thank you, Tan. You're the best. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Love you to have you. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.